KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of State and Area News. New research shows that mental health issues such as anxiety and depression can lead to heart disease, a reason the American Heart Association of Iowa is working closely with employers to help create a culture of health and wellness in the workplace. Iowa psychologist Warren Phillips notes that stress is triggered when a challenge exceeds what people think they're capable of. He says that kind of stress can be a predictor of heart disease, cancer, and other chronic health conditions that typically respond to management techniques.
When we can view a stressor as something that is an exciting challenge, it helps us to take some of that energy that we're experiencing, some of the physiological energy that we're experiencing, and use it as energy to move us forward.
Phillips says it's important to determine if a stressor is permanent and requires a life change or temporary due to a situation or project deadline that will pass. He'll be a presenter at the December 12th conference, which is recommended for business owners, CEOs, human resource, and wellness professionals. 76% of employees report having struggled with an issue that affected their mental health. Phillips says it's important to remember that a little kindness in the workplace goes a long way.
When we show acts of kindness towards other people, even when we're stressed, when we behave in kind ways towards other people, it tends to decrease our stress. It's actually a good stress reducer to be kind and caring and loving towards others.
Wesley Franklin with the American Heart Association works directly with employers in Des Moines to improve employee health. He starts by addressing good food choices, exercise, and sleep habits.
I kind of stick to those areas to kind of provide those tools and resources for individuals. At the end of the day, my goal is to get these companies involved in our workplace health platform.
And the emphasizing health and wellness at work has been shown to reduce absenteeism, improve job retention, and decrease health costs. Next month's free workplace health symposium is scheduled for Thursday, December 12th at Des Moines University. A new report says farm bankruptcies have risen in Nebraska and Iowa. The American Farm Bureau Federation shows Chapter 12 bankruptcies rose 24% nationwide over the previous year. The report covers the 12 months ending September 30th and has cited severe weather and trade disputes among the problems faced by farmers. There were 37 farm bankruptcies in Nebraska and 24 in Iowa over those 12 months, a year-over-year increase of 6 in Nebraska and 10 in Iowa. The highest number of farm bankruptcies was in Wisconsin with 48. Nebraska tied for second with Georgia and Kansas. The report cites U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that farms will bring in $88 billion in 2019. That's 29% below the record set in 2013. Iowa's governor last week signed a proclamation temporarily suspending certain regulation on the hours of service for delivery of propane. Early winter weather conditions and late harvest are all creating big demand for the liquid gas. President of Demmer Oil Company in Worthington, Steve Demmer, says supplying his Northeast Iowa customers with liquid propane has not been easy.
We have gotten 25% of what we actually need. We are working very hard. We're getting propane out of Chicago and Kansas, but those are long deliveries. So this is going to be something to try to get through this year.
It's not uncommon for fall demand to slow deliveries, but he says this year is tougher.
This is the worst we've ever seen. We've gotten through every other year. I've always had propane. 2008, 2013 were our worst years. And we've always kept people in propane, but this year it certainly is not going to be the case.
Senator Dan Zumba is a director, also a farmer that isn't, says the propane supply is there. It's just hard to keep up with demand.
Yeah, it's discouraging for a lot of folks, and you have to keep it in perspective and keep your head on straight to make sure that, it is not our supplier's problem. It is not anyone's real fault. But what's going on, what created the situation was we have a huge supply of LP, but we are using the LP so fast with today's modern combines, today's modern dryers, and with the late crop, everyone in the entire Midwest wants LP right now and is consuming it.
What grain has to be dried or it can spoil in the storage bins and become useless?
It's a very real problem, and it's going to slow harvest down tremendously because you have to dry the crop as you're harvesting, and it may very well cut that rate in half, and that's concerning for a lot of farmers. So, I'm sweating it out myself, but willing to take our turn so that the supply is spread the best they can.
Zumba says there's not much more that can be done to speed up the process.
People just have to be patient and realize that it's not your driver's fault, it's not your supplier's fault, it's just a huge demand. And so the state of Iowa did everything they can to allow drivers to deliver as quickly and as long hours as what's safe.
The harvest has been running way behind normal, and wet weather has also kept crops from drying in the fields. The Salvation Army's annual Tree of Lights campaign is set to get underway in Omaha this week, with the annual lighting of the metal Christmas trees in front of the American National Bank branches in central Omaha and in Council Bluffs. In Omaha, hundreds are expected to gather November 8th for the lighting of a 75-foot-tall, 2-ton metal tree with more than 60,000 LED lights and 600 lit snowflakes topped by a 6-foot star. The event features live music, food, reindeer, and other Christmas-themed offerings. Across the Missouri River, the Salvation Army will also light a Christmas tree atop the American National Bank branch in Council Bluffs and serve refreshments on November 8th. The lighting ceremonies kick off the Salvation Army's Red Kettle Bell Ringing Drive. Money collected during the 6-week campaign supports food pantries, housing, utility assistance, and other services. The Synergy Winds of the 34th Army Band Iowa National Guard will be performing during a free show at the Corning Opera House next Sunday, November 10th. The Woodwind Quintet is stationed in Fairfield, Iowa, and the only military band in the state of Iowa. The mission of the 34th Army Band is to provide music through the spectrum of military operations, instill in our soldiers the will to fight and win, and foster the support of citizens and promote national interests both at home and abroad. The 34th Army Band is made up of citizen soldiers whose civilian occupations include teachers, salesmen, corporate management, engineers, and students. The unit's numerous ensembles, that is, have extensively toured the state of Iowa, performing at official military ceremonies, sporting events, parades, concerts, and so on. The current focus has been developing smaller musical performance teams, or MPTs, to expand their ability to support more musical requests, both for the military and events throughout Iowa. The 34th Iowa Army National Guard Band will start playing at 1:30 p.m. next Sunday as people arrive for the Veterans Program. Again, that is at the Corning Opera House at 2 o'clock. Featured during the program is Michael Wilson's One Man, One War art exhibit and Corning Center for the Arts, Fine Arts Pottery Installation. Synergy Winds will perform as part of the program and play taps at the Poppy Field in Central Park. Well, patrons of the Exira EHK School District will have 4 persons on their ballot for tomorrow's November 5th school elections. Matthew Jorgensen, Terry Harris, and Joel D. Schluter are all seeking re-election and will run unopposed. Kevin Wilson has decided not to run for re-election, and Jody Dixon has filed papers for her seat. Exira Mayor Mike Hegrick is unopposed. Exira City Council candidates include Robert Sorensen, Mark Paulson, Clark Borkowski, and Isaac Combs for 3 seats. Voters in Elkhorn will also decide the fate of a public measure asking them to consider raising an existing hotel-motel tax from the current 5% to 7%. Elkhorn is one of the 3 locations of the state with a hotel-motel tax below 7%. A good chunk of the tax revenue, 67%, is set aside for tourism promotions and any lawful use. And if approved, the increase will go into effect on January 1st, 2020. We'll have more about what's coming up during the city school elections in Audubon County later on during our newscasts. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.